Yeah, so we're celebrating the Irish culture this morning. culture this morning on Dubai Today. Voices of Diversity with me, Suzanne Radford, and Samina Shaheen, cross-cultural psychologist, author, and a regular contributor to the Khalij Times. And we've got Zora with us, Zora Qureshi, who works at the ARN News Centre. And she's from Northern Ireland, having lived here in the UAE since 2005. And she's Muslim, so we are really bringing diversity to the doorstep.
Yes, we are. And diversity to the doorstep with Mother's Day as well.
Yes, of course, right? We must say Happy Mother's Day. My mum's at home. She's here with me in the UAE today. So Happy Mother's Day to you, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. To different mothers around the world. We've got different dates, so that's very diverse. Initially, when Mother's Day was introduced, it was about celebrating and honoring mothers in their different communities and in their different locations. So it really wasn't a day that was supposed to be universal or on the same day. And that it's fun. It's good because no matter where you are in different parts of the world, you can celebrate it again. So today, on the 21st of March, we've got Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Libya, Lebanon, Oman, Qatar, Saudi, Sudan, Syria. These are the countries that would be celebrating Mother's Day today.
Happy Mother's Day. And maybe our next guest wants to say Happy Mother's Day to his mom, because I tell you what, the mummies are really important in the Irish culture. Uh-huh. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome our next guest. That's Michael Nugent of the Irish Business Network. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, and thanks for having me here.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And you're also a member of the Dubai Irish Society. So busy man and general manager of Movenpick Deira.
Yes, indeed. Been there now since we opened last year in January.
Excellent. Now, you're no stranger to this part of the world. You first came out here in 1994, is that right?
1994, was here for a few years when Dubai was a lot smaller. And then 10 years in Saudi Arabia. And after getting released for good behaviour back in 2006.
Well, it's good to have you here. And we were talking earlier about, with the UAE, the Irish have been very integral to the development of the UAE, of course, in aviation and different parts of trade and business. So who are you seeing at the Irish Business Network? What kind of businesses?
Well, a very broad representation. I think that's the good thing, that it's been very interesting for me as well to go along. When it was started in March last year, Brian King's our chairman, and it was himself and a few others who joined together to create the Irish Business Network. They saw a gap. They saw a need for a forum to allow the business community to get together. We certainly are known for our social side, of course, but there is a very serious business side to the Irish community here. And as we know, there are quite a number of senior and influential figures here who have been here probably 20 plus years and have really developed some of the key businesses in the city. So Brian with his colleagues got the Irish Business Network going. The business breakfasts are extremely good, and it gives us the opportunity to meet across construction, property, healthcare, finance, hospitality industry. There certainly are a lot of people, and it's been a very, very interesting experience, and of course a great networking opportunity.
So how many members have you got?
Members are in excess of 200, but of course the actual LinkedIn Irish network has over 1,000 people. Very interactive, a lot of people talking to each other, creating job opportunities, business leads, and it really is just after its first year really solidifying now, and we are certainly going to see a continued period of growth for the Irish Business Network. So a lot more to come.
Okay, because you're relatively young, the organisation. What's the population, the Irish population in the UAE, do you know?
Well, I understand it to be between 5,000 and 6,000. Mm-hmm. I hope I've got that right.
Okay. And so are other nationalities also welcome, Michael, to join this community?
Well, very much so. I think the Irish Business Network, of course, fundamentally to allow Irish business people to network amongst themselves, but I think in the UAE being as cosmopolitan as it is and cross-cultural as it is, I think it's extremely important that we do allow guest members to come along. Any member can invite a guest, and it's important that we really do open it out to make sure that we're maximising those networking opportunities.
Because that's one of the things that we found surprising, Suzanne, didn't we? That in the other countries that we were looking at, their communities or their associations that they had of such, they would open it up to people from a wide range of backgrounds. Maybe because they were interested in products that came from Ireland or businesses that were involved in or had Irish roots, and therefore it gave them that opportunity
and that access.
Mm-hmm. And access to that.
Yes, indeed. As far as we're concerned, I mean, clearly with a population of 5,000 to 6,000 people, we'd be very foolish to try and keep it too insular and just be dealing amongst ourselves. And once again, that's what the UAE is all about. There's no one population here that has the main dominance on business. We all have to work with each other. And that's, of course, the success of the Emirates, is that ability to network, the ability for us all to be able to do business successfully here.
What similarities have you found between the UAE culture and, let's say, the Irish culture?
Well, I think Irish culture is quite a family-dominated culture, mm-hmm. and I think there are a number of countries around the world, but particularly here in the Middle East, I think family is extremely strong. It is the strongest bond. And of course, the Irish are noted for that, very much a family culture, close. And I think there are tremendous similarities, which is why the Irish community has found it very easy to integrate here. And right, to be honest, quite right throughout the Middle East.
The strong values, strong values. We were talking about the mother earlier. And within the Arab, you know, Muslim sort of tradition, and Zohra can talk a little bit more about this to us as well. The role of the mother is very, very important. I just came up, I found this Irish mother blessing, which says, "There's but one and only one whose love will fail you never, one who lives from son to son with constant fond endeavor." So a mother's Irish blessing here on Mother's Day.
Indeed, yeah.
So very important as well. You found similarities between Ireland and Islam.
For sure. I would completely agree that families are a big, big part of our life in Ireland, and it definitely is a big part of the UAE culture here. And that's what I find when I made friends and settled in here, that's what the similarities we had was, you know, taking a family, very, very important, and having it, you know, on Sundays, family day would be in Ireland, but here, Friday would be your family day. So that's exactly what we have now. So it's having that balance, and it's great, it really is.
Where are you from in Ireland, Michael?
I'm actually from Belfast. My mother's from the south of Ireland, from Cavan. Father's from Fermanagh on the border, but I'm a Belfast boy, born and bred.
And do you have family here?
I do indeed, yes. Well, one daughter's back studying in the UK at the moment, but my children grew up really in Saudi Arabia, and they've known nothing else but the Middle East. I still have another daughter here studying, and my wife, of course, is here.
Because I found with some Irish friends here that they've come out with their partners, their husband or their wife, and then after a few years, the brother may come or the sister, and then they start a family here. And, you know, it is, again, that collective family unit, and you'll find with the Irish, as they travel quite often, they want to have their family close to them. So let's get them over here and working here if we can. Do you find that with friends of yours? Have you got friends that have also got like brothers or sisters working here?
Well, very much so. Again, it is an extremely easy place to work. It is a very nice place to live. But I think you can say that generally about the Middle East as a whole. It's very welcoming. It's easy to live. And of course, again, it's relatively easy to travel back to Ireland. You know, the Irish family is important. I don't think we like to be too far away. Mind you, given the amount of Irish in America and Australia, there might be a lot of people who would argue with that. But what tends to happen there as well, of course, the family joins. You're quite correct.
Now, the links then between Ireland and the UAE business-wise. Now, of course, Ireland's been through a bit of a tough time. I mean, everywhere around the world suffered with the economic situation. Ireland particularly has had some real, you know, tight times there, I think, financially. Have you seen a change? What changes are we getting here in the UAE as a result of what's happening economically in Ireland?
Well, I think what is, of course, the Celtic Tiger, as it was known, Ireland was absolutely booming for 10 to 15 years, and it really went to almost unprecedented heights. I think what has happened now is that a new reality does exist in many countries around the world, but I think what we've seen now is a lot more willingness for the Irish business community back in Ireland to all of a sudden now look at opportunities overseas. They didn't perhaps need to a degree in the past, because there was so much business coming into Ireland that they could afford to stay there and enjoy an extremely good lifestyle and a very healthy business atmosphere. Nowadays, I think a lot of communities have to look out rather than in, and I think we're seeing you know, a lot more trade delegations coming out. Recently at Gulf Food, there was a great attendance. We had a great network evening, 40 or 50 different suppliers there. We have a Taste of Ireland festival coming up now at the end of May. We have a competition, the Taste of Ireland Green Box competition. A lot of suppliers, you know, coming out for that as well. And you know, I think we're going to see a lot more activity over the coming years.
What do you know of the Irish culture? And if you're Irish, what is it that makes you Irish? Let us know.